Florida A&M University's Health Center Director Tanya Tatum takes her job seriously. So when she read a story about a pregnant student at South Carolina's Benedict College, her own resolve for the center's sexual education efforts was strengthened.
Was pregnant, had a child, delivered the child in the residence hall. The baby and child lived, the infant lived for 3 days. In 3 days, they found both the infant and the mother dead. In school's in session, and part of me was horrified and part of me was so sad because I sit there and I wonder, how could this happen?
Tatum believes incidents like that one point to a lack of understanding about sex and the sense of discomfort students can feel about discussing such issues with authority figures. As part of her department's ongoing efforts to break down those barriers, Tatum and a team of other FAMU health officials and students held a series of seminars and took to social media for frank and often cringeworthy conversations about relationships, health, and sex, like this one.
Don't yuck someone else's yum.
That's Randy Henley, a recent FAMU graduate who helps run the FAMU Health Department's Twitter account.
Basically, if we're going to talk about sex as adults, what you like may not be what I like, but I don't yuck your yum. You like it? Cool. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss how you do it safer and how you get to enjoy it without the risk or lowered risk.
Throughout September, tweets like the one he referenced appeared on the account, complete with explanations and information as part of the center's annual sexual health and relationship awareness campaign, Sexpectations.
So we just want to create an atmosphere, an environment where people can ask questions no matter what, and then they can get correct information and they can learn what they need to do to be as safe as possible. So we don't want to set up barriers right up front.
Everyone is attracted to sexuality, in some form or the other. And of course, it's how we all come to be, and it's a part of all of our lives, whether we want it to be or not.
Jennifer Bass is the spokeswoman for the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. For more than 65 years, the center has been researching sex and sexuality. It even has a podcast, Kinsey Confidential, where people can go and ask any question they want.
Is this really sex? If I did this behavior with my boyfriend, am I still a virgin? Or why does it hurt when this happens? It's very graphic.
Bass says she applauds the FAMU Health Center for its Twitter efforts and thinks it's better to talk out loud about an issue most people only whisper about. And she notes more talking is needed, especially because not all information is the right information.
People, in spite of the fact that there is so much information, we're being flooded with sexual images, flooded with sex all over the internet and, in magazines and everywhere we turn, people still are looking for a trusted source to tell them that they're okay and to help them with very, common issues and common problems.
Leon County health officials also applaud FAMU's efforts, and that's because the county, with its large college-aged population and sizable transient population of lawmakers, lobbyists, and other officials, also has high rates of sexually transmitted diseases, especially among people between the ages of 15 and 24. And others, like Haley Cutler with the Oasis Center for Girls, say conversations about sex, health, and relationships need to start sooner.
Answering their real questions and talking about their real fears are things that very few grown-ups do. And talking about it and allowing them to use the words that they use to describe their bodies, to describe the activities that they're involved in, and to talk about their real fears, they don't get to do that. And they're not talking about it with their parents flat out.
Oh, and the posts we couldn't talk about in this story can be found on Twitter @FAMU Health. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.